For all, these are the last games of the year. For some, these are the final games of their careers. The curtain comes down on the Diamond Cat campaign, and the college playing days are done for a green and white grouping as Ohio hosts Akron. Grad transfer first baseman Bryce Smith has three more college contests after making the move from D3 Marymount in his home state of Virginia for one season at OU.
Continuing to progress, like just getting better every year, just continuing to work and see if I can take that next step. You know, I came from a Division III school and I played that for 5 years, and every year all I did was try to get better, take the next step, and then ended up getting to play Division I baseball for a year here at Ohio.
He hit .293 last season and .385 in 2022. We only live once, so why not try D1?
I have nothing to lose. You know, I played my years at the Division III level, and I was like, I want to be able to prove myself here at this level and see if I can get it done. I know our season hasn't turned out as how I thought it would. I obviously came in here to win. That hasn't gone as planned, but it was nice to take that step and that leap to this level.
Bryce is hitting .300 with three homers and 35 runs batted in.
I know in summer ball, I face good pitchers, Division I pitchers, even at the D3 level, there's some good arms, just not as many, obviously. So it's like I've faced this level of talent, just not on this consistent basis. I wouldn't say I surprised myself, but like I knew I could get it done. I just didn't know how hard it was going to be, and it is a challenge.
Bouncing ball headed up the middle. It's there. It's a base hit. It scores one. It scores two when Ohio's busted this game wide open. It's 9-2 here in the top of the ninth. Bryce Smith comes through.
It could very well end up being a game or two, a few plays or two. If they had broke differently, the Cats would be attacking Avon for the MAC tournament.
That's just why you have to practice so hard and so intently, because those little things can end up losing you a spot in the playoffs like it did for us this year. So I'm hoping the team next year goes and remembers those little details that might not have got us to this point, and remembers that when they start training for next season.
With that said, the Bobcats do have a chance to win their final three MAC series and go 5-5 in the 10 league weekends.
Things weren't going our way, and we weren't playing to our abilities at first, but now we have a chance on this back end, like you said, to go 5-5 in our series play. Just to continue trying to have fun. We know there's all that's left to play for is each other, and when you're playing and having fun, we string some hits together, our pitchers do well. It's a lot more fun of a game when you're playing it like a kid's game.
It is a kid's game, but Smith doesn't have a kid's mustache. His signature stash has been a Cat calling card.
I'll let it do its thing, honestly. I'll give it a comb here and there, make sure it's straight, and trim it up when it gets too long. Make sure I'm not eating my mustache when I'm trying to enjoy a burger or something. But I try to just keep it straight and square it off a little bit, make sure it's not too scraggly like it was in years past. But it's funny you bring it up, because I just shaved it off like 2 days ago. So last series, going no stash.
Wow.
Wow, indeed.
Back goes Smith. Bryce has it. Ball game. Painted green and white. Ohio wins. Ohio wins. Ohio wins.
The careers of some and the season for all come to a close in three games time. It's 16-31 and 11-16 Ohio University, and the 14-37 and 9-18 University of Akron Zips. And from Bob Wren Stadium in Athens, it's time for Bobcat Baseball. I'm Russ Eisenstein. The final series of the season is on, and we bring Southeast Ohio to you on the Ohio Sports Network from Learfield.